Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Information from Phase 1 of the current Kentucky Equine Survey has been released, showing some 1.1 million acres devoted to equine use for some 242,400 horses. UK Associate Professor of Ag Economics, Jill Stowe.
I think the major point of this study is that the equine industry is a big deal in the state of Kentucky, and it's a lot different in this state than it is in other states. And now we have some of the initial numbers to prove it.
The survey was commissioned by the Kentucky Horse Council with joint funding from the Kentucky Ag Development Board and numerous other organizations and individuals. The last time figures were documented was 1977.
One of the things that stood out to me the most was the total value of Kentucky's equine and equine-related assets. So that's kind of like the market value of all the horses that are in the state, including mules and donkeys, of course, and ponies, and also the market value of the land and buildings, vehicles, machinery, all those sort of things that are equine related. The total value is estimated at $23.4 billion, and that is nearly double the next state that we have data for, which is for New York, and those were pre-recession levels for them.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
The data for the new equine survey was gathered by the Kentucky Division of USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. UK will continue to crunch the numbers with an economic impact assessment due mid-year. UK's Jill Stowe says having the new numbers is important on a number of levels.
When the Great Recession hit in 2008, there was a lot of anecdotal evidence that was available, but, you know, our elected officials need data to make good decisions, and we didn't have good data, and now we do. So hopefully that is one of the many benefits of this project.
She says they're still categorizing the data, but bottom line, they couldn't be more pleased.
Well, just the total inventory of horses. You know, this is Kentucky, the self-proclaimed horse capital of the world, and nobody really knew how many horses there were in the state or where they are. And as soon as we get the county level data, which we hope won't be too much longer, we'll even know where those horses are located.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.